This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
My name is Brenda Gallagher. I work for Mana Products, and I've been in the beauty industry for about 35 years. And I've worked in the salon side, I've worked in the spa side, and now I'm in the contract manufacturing space. So it's been fun. Operations, marketing, I've kind of done a whole bunch of different things. In terms of the beauty industry, the thing that I find probably hits my core the most is when you have the ability to meet people that are the 1%. And a lot of people love beauty, but they don't have the grit or the grind to kind of take it to the next level. So it's when you're able to recognize those DNA points. It's not about money. It's not about knowing formulas. It's about a concoction of ingredients that you truly know that this person is all in from their core. And it's when you see that, you want to help nurture that. And that's where Mana is, I think, most well-suited for the entrepreneur and growing from the very earliest concept of a thought, where you might start in a private label side, then you can move through with this new development that we just did, which is called the Mana Accelerator Program, focused on those 1%. And then you also have Mana, which is for the larger brands that have full PD teams and full understanding of what contract manufacturing really is.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry.
So we're here at Makeup In Today. This is Karen Moon and joined by Abby Wallach.
Great to be here.
And we're really excited here to speak with Mana and Brenda of Mana, which is one of the leading color cosmetic contract manufacturers. There's obviously been so much happening in the space here. Uh-huh. And I know you guys have a very strong reputation in the industry from working with leading brands, growing some of the indie brands. Love to tell our listeners a little bit more about the history of the business and where you're taking it going forward.
So it's a privately held company. We're located right here in New York. So all of our manufacturing is done in New York. We have over 800 employees, and about 80 of them are in the lab. So we specialize in formulations. It's not just color cosmetics. It's also skincare. That's kind of our specialty. We do some hair care as well, but those are for the larger brands. The owner of the company is a true entrepreneur, and we just lost him this January, but his name was Nikos Moriaris, and he was bigger than the contract manufacturing. He was into family. He was into relationships. He was into philanthropic, any storyline that would help the people. He believed in society changing. So he always wanted to make an imprint on what improved life in general. So he was a believer of giving back knowledge. He was a believer in cultivating relationships among other vendors as well. And really the spirit of the entrepreneur is trying to help somebody grow. So it was amazing to watch him in relationships, because he could point out those 1%, and he would just get so excited. You know, he was known for twirling his beads, and the more excited he would get, the faster he would start flicking his beads. He would start leaning into customers, and it was then that you knew that he recognized something. So I've had the ability to work there for 10 years, and so I learned from him, and I think our whole goal as a company is to keep his legacy as forward moving as possible. So in Mana, what we had was private label, which is stock formulas, stock packaging, and then we had contract manufacturing, which is where you could customize formulas. And we kind of recognized that the white space in between, especially with what's happening in the industry today, where the legacy brands, if you will, are not necessarily growing at the fastest speed, where you might have the indie brand sector, which is really the, I want to say it's the star in everybody's eyes right now. And so for us, it kind of hits at a perfect time where we can honor our founder and kind of help recognize and keep the company spirit going. So I think it's a fun time for us. It was like the perfect twist of fate, if you will.
That's so exciting to hear that he had such a love and passion for the 1% of people who really have a vision and a dream, and never let that dream go and keep going until you get to the next place or pivot to find the opportunity. Because like Karen and myself, we're both entrepreneurs. So we know the grit and the grind and what it takes on a daily 24 hours a day.
And I think the important thing for people, that word is so overused. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a this, I'm a that. I think the fun part is that an entrepreneurial spirit is not afraid of deciding on the fly what to do. They have an instinct on what is right, and it's a very visceral kind of reaction that they have when they're making decisions, because their brand is so authentic to who they are and who their message is. So it's just fun. So I'm happy to be with you too, because you kind of understand where we're going.
So tell us more about the accelerator. That's really exciting, because I know one of the challenges for new brands, and we're seeing a plethora of new brands start with influencers, collaborations, there's more and more opportunities, but the challenge is finding a reliable manufacturer that will scale with you, and you know that you don't get lost in the noise of all the big, you know, big companies when you have smaller orders.
Well, it's a matter of everything has a flex point, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I think the biggest challenge is, even with an entrepreneur, they don't have the bandwidth, because it's usually a very small team. It's usually one to three people. Sometimes it starts in their, you know, their kitchen. Sometimes they're boxing on their own in their house. But I think it comes down to quantities. Some of the larger manufacturing houses, I know in Manna, you know, if you're going to start with a formulation, product development time is the biggest, like, chemistry time with the lab specialist is our precious resource.
Right.
So our minimums are high, so it's not attainable for some other people. But because we are trusted by the largest companies in the world, and that's something that we're very prideful of, so the same chemists that do our contract formulas are doing our private label formulas. So it's a textural thing. It's a quality thing. And customers recognize that as a premier prestige orientation. So it's our formulas sell their own story, which is great.
So how does the accelerator work then, and how does one get involved?
So the way that works
is... I'm sure there's a lot of interesting...
Well, the reason I was kind of going that way is because the biggest challenge with an entrepreneur is they have the spirit to grow, but they don't know the logistics. So trying to teach them the logistics is something where they need somebody who understands the entrepreneur and where they are in their path. And that changes for every entrepreneur. Some might know more about packaging. Some might know less about a lab. Some might know less about quantities. Some have no idea about price. So each individual meeting becomes a communication, just like we're having today, where I'm learning about you, you're learning about me, and I'm trying to teach you to not make mistakes that some make that costs a lot of money. Because as an entrepreneur knows, they might have made 100 mistakes that they said, oh my God, if I just saved that turn and had somebody to help me on that turn, it would help. So what the Manna Accelerator Program is we take the private label division, where most entrepreneurs will start with stock packaging, stock formulas, and they'll do logo placement. So you can do a lip gloss in the private label side, and we can put your logo on it, and as low as 96 pieces per item, and you're off to the races and running. Then once they start evolving and they start knowing that there's traction there, they'll go into something which will be screened from scratch, where they'll start calling it something unique to them and start with their brand identity. Usually after that, they go into boxing. Well, so most entrepreneurs that I know will start boxing and labeling on their own, in their house, over their kitchen. So we actually are starting in the Accelerator Program a network of vendors that we trust and that know where we're going, so that I can refer them to you. So I'll do an email invite and say, hey, box company, I want you to meet one of our customers, and you take it from here. And then they can start negotiating. But it's the pathways to vendors that are willing to deal with smaller minimums that are challenging sometimes, because you're in a whole trade show here. I mean, you can't possibly get to them all, and everybody has their own unique language. A boxing company has a language. A packaging company has a language. There's all sorts of stuff to learn. So it's us trying to take the information and help the entrepreneur go as fast and slow as they can, based on a whole bunch of what I would call key points. And it comes down to money. It comes down to the quantities that they're able to tolerate and understand. You know, sometimes you're looking at an entrepreneur and you say, oh, 5,000 quantity, and they go, great. They don't know what that means. They don't know what it looks like when it comes into a box. You know, it's those types of things that we're just trying to help them with.
And is there like a certain number of brand you're taking on? Is it like a class?
There's no limit to us. There's no limit to us. I think it comes down to, if you really think about the cosmetic market and manufacturers that are out there, the difference is everything to do with about your story and do you understand your market that you're trying to reach. So it's infinite, really. So I could sell to a whole bunch of different people that it's all about where it's going to connect, right?
So that's really fantastic that you really understand the mindset of the indie brand, the entrepreneur, someone who has a big idea and wants to bring it to market. So how are you doing deals in the space, and what does that look like? Because one of the biggest challenges is all of the things that you have mentioned, but also the funding aspect of it. So when you look at a brand and you know someone wants to step out and try something, are you funding these companies?
Nope.
You're not. So
no.
You're just really focused on all of the services that you are providing.
Right.
And these are services that they pay for up front. But
No.
Oh, they don't pay
for
it.
No, they don't even pay for it. So where the money starts coming across the table, if you will. So let's just say that they come into our showroom. We have a showroom in Soho, and they want to set an appointment. Mm-hmm. They want to talk to us over the phone. I do so many of my meetings over Skype, over FaceTime. I do international calls over Skype because people are very visual. They don't understand things, and reading books doesn't help them conceptualize. They don't know how to deconstruct a package. When you start to, and you'll know this as an entrepreneur, it's like, there's a bottom label, there's a box, there's a shrink band. What are we talking about? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
So
no one knows at all until you do it 100 times.
Right.
And it's all piecemeal.
It's all piecemeal. So what happens is lots of times I'm like, are you on your cell phone? What device are you using for this communication? Because I'll text them pictures. This is what a bottom label looks like. I'll text them pictures. This is what a pack out looks like.
You should write the book 101.
I should?
Do it.
Okay.
You can do like a master class.
Well, because this is so important. Because I live this every day also.
Right.
So just what you are sharing. Mm-hmm. You know, for the person who really doesn't know, who wants to get something going, it's very valuable.
Yeah, you know, thank you. But I think it's only because I've been in the industry for so long, and I don't like having conversations in masses. I like having conversations individually. I'm a relationship person. The more you tell me, the more ideas will come flooding into my head, and I just try to learn who you are. Once I learn who you are, I know where to place things. I know how you learn. So people learn differently. Some people learn visually. Some people have to write it all down. Some people have to do two. Some people have to meet you multiple times. The way that the information is absorbed changes by customer. So it's just, you know, it's a process. So that's how we do it. It's individual. And that's how the brands are,
very
right?
Cool. So did you, I know the accelerator is new, right?
Yep.
And, I mean.
So let me give you some ideas of how it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. So in private label, we're going to talk about a lip gloss, for example. So a lip gloss, if you're just going to take our packaging, our formula, and put your logo on it, like I said before, 96 pieces. If you want me to box it out, then it's going to be 1,000 pieces. Or I say to you, are you willing to box it out? Then save your money, buy the box, do it on your own, and buy it at 96 pieces at a time. Get your turn ratio down so that you're comfortable with quantities. Never jump too high, never go too wide, really be focused. And that's a challenge with entrepreneurs because they like to be wide. I like to focus them. So I would rather, and I like to say this, I would rather have you be successful with one item so that that can fund your next item. And then you take your next item and that can fund your next one. So one of the differences that we did was customer supplied packaging. It always used to sit on the contract side. And so what we said is differentiation, the website. People that like to call out, oh, this is your manufacturer, this is your manufacturer. So we said, okay, customer supplied packaging, we can do it at 5,000 pieces in a gloss that would be in our standard with a 1,000-piece shade break. We then start teaching them about how does it go into testing. $1,500 for testing compatibility. People say, why do you need that? Well, there's a chemistry relationship between packaging and formula. So we go through all of that. At that juncture, they might say, oh, your packaging is fine, and we walk right back to that path. So just think of it as walking down a road with lots of different options and paths that they can take, and at each time they can either decide to turn left or turn right, and I try not to take their money until they know which path is right for them.
Right.
Right. Because otherwise it's...
So you're really guiding them, which is... That's really a new voice, in this area of the business.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
You should be.
Yeah.
Because it's valuable to the new entrepreneur and to the industry, too.
Yeah.
It also saves a lot. It'll save a lot of time and a lot of money for everybody.
Yeah,
that's
what it
sounds like.
I would probably
say... Test, right?
But
you don't know if something's going to really work until you get it into the hands of the consumer, right? And then if you get too many pieces and it doesn't work and it's a young person and they're just starting out, it really could put them, you know, in a bind.
Well, and people have misconceptions. You know, they're like, I want the most innovative thing, something that nobody's touched. And I'm like, okay. So... Part of that is all the education process. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've had one of our most sophisticated formulas in the hand of somebody who has had all the money they wanted, but their marketing isn't right, or their team doesn't understand the education behind it, and they don't have that right, and it just doesn't work. Then you put it in the hands of somebody else, and all of a sudden it becomes this amazing thing.
Why do you think that happens?
I think it happens because... they are passionate about a particular thing versus some people say, I want a cosmetic line. Okay, line scares me. That word scares me for an entrepreneur. I would rather say them, tell me the product that you connect with most powerfully and tell me why you connect with it and who are you trying to sell it to and tell me about them. Tell me about their lifestyle. Skincare, for example. They go, well, I want a cleanser. I want a toner. Tell me about your customer. Where do they cleanse their skin? So if they say, well, my customer cleanses their skin in the shower, I go, they're probably not a toner user. And so I try to connect them with lifestyle, products, and selection. So it's just that. It's kind of that simple. Understand who your customer is. Understand how they live. Understand how they live every day. Understand how they visualize success and how do they visualize the connection to your brand. You must understand that. And you must understand how that customer is going to be 5 years down the road.
Here comes Makeup in Los Angeles, the only and unique B2B makeup event at your doorstep. The next edition, February 11th and 12th in Los Angeles at the LA Convention Center. Makeup in Los Angeles is a unique place where you can find from alpha to omega every piece of a makeup and skincare product and make your own line, advised and guided by the savoir-faire of the most qualified experts in the beauty industry. Whatever your project is, there you can find the best contact. You can ask for an invitation at the show's website, makeup-in-losangeles.com.
What do you think people are wanting right now? I mean, what are you seeing as the trends from where you stand? Because we just had some great guests on talking about trends and what's happening in the industry, but you're really the one providing that access to you know, the goop, so to speak.
So trends is, it's interesting. When you've been around the block, you've been around the block for 100 times. A trend that we're seeing, obviously, is sustainability. It's clean. You're seeing that. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. I think it's really interesting when you explore the lifestyle mindset of a younger customer. They're all about eating right. They're all about fitness. They're all about sustainability of the planet. They're all about philanthropic organizations. So they're very conscious of their carbon footprint, and they want to make sure that their selections are not only feeding their soul, but they are not impacting the universe that they live in a negative way.
Right.
So all of these elements are emerging. Another emerging concept would be the unexpected. So our formulation labs are trying to have what we call transformative formulations, so that when you touch it, it might not be what it is at the end. So we have powder formulations in skincare that you mix with water, and all of a sudden it becomes a multifaceted product. You might have a cheek product that feels almost like Silly Putty, but gives you a color. So it's playful.
Oh, Silly Putty? Where is that?
I know. You come by. Come by the booth, and I'm gonna razzle dazzle you. That's
right. Oh, I love it. Okay.
We have We have micellar water that's in a bomb that you can actually see the water breaking the minute you touch and engage in the product. And it becomes what I call visual fantasies combined with technological performance.
Sounds very Instagrammable.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, it sounds
sing it
like
out.
Bomb. Fun. Really fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're really trying to create things that are, of course, visual, but that have a little more fun and pop to it.
Well, again, it's the audience, right?
Right.
So when you're looking for somebody who is an aging woman, she's going to want to have flexibility. She's going to want to have results, but she also wants to understand. So the micellar water that's in the bomb, the minute you see the water break, it just oozes hydration in the mind of the consumer. I've always liked the term polysensorial. Have you ever heard it?
I don't think so. Polysensorial?
Yep. So,
to explain that.
Okay, I'm going to explain that because you're going to like this as
a
fragrance girl.
Yeah.
So, polysensorial is essentially how do you connect with your consumer and how do you have them totally embrace your brand? But in doing so, you have to engage in their senses. So, what happens is the closer you get to engaging in their sight, meaning is your package beautiful? Engaging in their touch, does it feel nice? Engaging in the smell. From an olfactory standpoint, is it eliciting memories that they might have a special affinity to? We have a rose collection in our private label line that roses are polarizing. They either show absolute love and romance, or they're going to remind them of a grandmother, let's just say. You have all kinds of different things. And then it's also sound. So,
interesting.
Yeah, my spa background really kind of brought me there because we used to do everything about cocooning them into the spa environment. So we engaged all the senses.
Think about it. Love it.
Yeah.
So,
very exciting.
Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners? This was such a helpful and informative on multiple levels, actually. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
I think my thought is that, again, I'd just like to pay tribute to our founder, which is Nikos. And I think that they should know that Mana Products is here to recognize the spirit of our founder. And that if there's any entrepreneur out there that wants to know how to start from conception to large brands, that Mana Products is the company for them.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I mean, he's just so lovely. When I went, he actually showed me his chemistry book. Yeah. I mean, it's like really wonderful.
Yeah, I'm glad that you knew him. He was a special, very powerful, very impactful spirit.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here, Brenda, at Makeup In and sharing the next evolution of Mana that's supporting the next generation of entrepreneurs, which is very exciting.
It's the Mana Accelerator Program.
Love it. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Abby, for joining us.
Thank you. It was great.
Okay.
I wish you guys could see all the action and all the, like, cool, like, innovation and things that are happening here. There's a lot of hustle and bustle, but hope to see you on the next show. This
Excellent.
Is Karen Moon
Thanks,
signing
friend.
Off. Hugs and kisses.
This has been Beauty is Your Business, produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2019. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network and find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com and wherever the best podcasts are found. Your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.